I'm reading now verses 3 and 4. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he's the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he's the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now, my point is this, that a government is to maintain law and order. And when it doesn't do that, it has failed, and I think the Christian is to be opposed to that. He says here, the rulers, we're to respect them when they are enforcing the law. And I'll be very honest with you. I have great respect today for our army, and yet I know it's honeycomb with corruption. I have great respect today for policemen, and yet I know they make mistakes. But I don't think they make near the mistakes that they get blamed for today. The thing is, I even have respect for the traffic cop that stops me and says, say, did you know you were going past the speed limit? And I can't blame him for that. I blame this boy for his stupidity and not watching that rearview mirror a little more careful than I did. It was my mistake. But actually, the child of God is to obey law. Listen to verse 5. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Not only because you'll be judged and have to pay the fine, but for conscience' sake. And every Christian, I'll be honest with you, I never hear a siren, but what I don't look in the rearview mirror and slow down. And I think that's a Christian conscience that has you do that, my friend. Now, verse 6, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. And I resent today the way taxes are being used. The problem is not with the form of government. The problem is with man. Man is the X in the equation of government. And that X is an uncertain entity, let me say. Now, he says, for this cause pay ye tribute, or for on account of this ye pay taxes also, for they're God's ministers attending continually upon this very matter. And he's called a minister here, and that's the same word for a minister in religion. It's the same word that we have in liturgy. And this means that the ruler occupies a divinely appointed office. He has no religious function whatsoever, nor is he a religious person, but he is a God-appointed office. That makes me pay my taxes, but I resent it, and I'm cynical about today in this land of ours. We need a heaven-sent revival, and I'm tired of liberalism today. I'm sick and tired of these that are shedding crocodile tears. You remember the walrus and the carpenter. And Carroll was writing a book of brilliant satire. Remember the walrus and the carpenter? That's liberal religion and politicians. They were walking along the seashore and they were weeping. You know what they were weeping for? Because there was so much sand. But they just kept eating the oysters. And I say to you, what a picture that is of corruption. But listen, this is the position of the child of God. Verse 7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And I believe I should respect my policemen. I don't think any of them are pigs. I think there are a lot of pigs calling them pigs, but I don't think they are. And I think I should respect them. And I respect the man in uniform, and I do not think that any cartoon should be made of the president of the United States or a governor of the state. There may be unworthy men in the office, but we're to respect the office. They used to tell me in the Army, you salute the uniform. But I want to tell you, there's some folk in that uniform. I didn't care about saluting, but you saluted the uniform. We should have respect today. And that is the position of the Christian in this world today. A Christian will make the best citizen, though his citizenship is in heaven.